glass of water. So see the glass of water that's here? This is a glass of Wesson oil. Okay? So here's a stirring rod. And so if you'll just take the stirring rod, put it right down the glass of water, and kind of set it off to the side like this, and you can see that is not invisible.
No,
not
I can see that.
Invisible. Yet, when you take this stirring rod made out of the same material and you plunge it down in this one, look, it vanishes. Isn't that kind of magic? Now, if you look closely, you'll start to see it. But go ahead, jam another one of those in there. Isn't that just, it's amazing.
So why is that?
So there they are. So it's here, but then it looks like it vanishes. Isn't that amazing? And the secret, believe it or not, is how we look at things with reflection and refraction. We're seeing this because light travels through the glass, which is fine. Then it goes through the water, slows down a little bit. Then it hits the glass, and it refracts. It reflects a little bit, but it refracts because it bends. The materials are different, the glass and the water. But believe it or not, Wesson oil, so here's the secret, Wesson oil, all right? Wesson oil has an index of refraction that's very, very similar to that of a special kind of glass called Pyrex. So here, show them this.
Of course,
there is Pyrex right there. So that's Pyrex. So if you ever see something that has a little brand on it that says Pyrex, you can kind of see that's a Pyrex container. So I was kind of thinking of it this way, maybe. So this one's half water and half oil.
Look at
how it sits inside.
Nice.
So now when it goes down inside, it may disappear from the top down. So this may go in again. It looks like it vanishes, and then all of a sudden you see it there.
That
so isn't
is
that kind
cool.
of a cool picture?
That is very cool.
So it looks
cool.
like it kind of vanishes right there in the very middle, and it's called an index of refraction. So if you're having some fun with friends, you can find other things that are here. So let's say, for example, here's our big container that we have here. You can actually drop things down inside. Maybe the easiest way to find Pyrex is your local science teacher who may have a Pyrex rod, a stirring rod or a beaker or something.
I've not seen that, no.
But sometimes when you're cooking, you find
Pyrex
kind of materials. Sometimes little glass figurines are made out of Pyrex.
Oh.
It's a special kind of glass that's gone through a tremendous amount of heat and then cooling process so that it can withstand those temperature changes. So here, watch this. See these little beakers? So show them the little beaker. Mm-hmm. And if you just drop the little beaker down inside, watch what happens.
Just drop it in.
So there it goes. Oops. Vanish. Isn't that kind of cool?
Disappears.
So you see the bubbles that are around it?
Mm-hmm.
So if we slowly kind of lower it in, we can see if the bubbles will vanish. So there it is there. And you that looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It's really not perfectly gone,
but it looks like there's a little ghost that's there as it sits there. So it's a great way to be able to study light and optics. See kind of how it bounces around there. Go ahead, push it down.
Should I push it down just a little bit?
Bam, kind of gone. Isn't that just amazing? So you can make things vanish by simply using something as simple as Wesson oil and Pyrex. The secret is the index of refraction.
See, I have both of these. I don't use them for other purposes. I have a Pyrex pan. Never use it.
Never. And if you don't use Pyrex, for example, this isn't Pyrex. You can see when you go inside, you can definitely see that inside there. So you have to use the Pyrex glass for it to be able to work.